Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
100.5 WRCH, it is 826. Alan, Mike, and Mary in the morning on Free Therapy Thursday.
That's right, time for our local scoop, which is brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. Dr. Elaine Ducharme has joined us most Thursdays, and we're grateful because there's so much to unpack. There's so much uncertainty of everything right now. Good morning, Dr. Ducharme.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, uncertainty is sort of the name of the game today, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is.
And you know, the thing is that not only is there uncertainty, there's this anger that's going around, that it feels like everybody has to be on one side or the other rather than joining together during difficult times like after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everybody's in positions rather than trying to figure out how to work together as a team. And
I see it on
really
social
upsetting.
Media all the time. People will make a statement like, I like cats. If you don't like cats, then I can't be your friend anymore and I'm going to block you. It's like,
yeah.
What's
or
going on?
If you don't like cats, you're not even an American.
Right.
I mean, they're taking it to such extremes. And I think you're right, Mike. I think that social media has created this world where it's very difficult to remember our manners and speak with respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of this platform to be obnoxious and bullying. And that's kind of scary, you know?
It is. Yeah, I don't understand why. What changed? Because we would all walk in as friends to Baskin Robbins and pick our flavor from the 31 choices that we had. And now we all have to have the same choices, the same thoughts, the same everything.
And that is so bizarre. I agree with you. I don't know exactly when this happened, because you're right. I mean, our country was built on differences. You know, people from all over with different ideas. And if we think about it, if we all just thought about the same thing and had the same ideas all the time, there'd never be anything new, and we'd actually be rather boring. But there is such a different way that we could take to express our ideas. You know, I do a lot of divorce work, and, you know, I've talked about doing collaborative divorces here, because rather than litigating, it's a way of helping people sit down and work out problems in a different way. And one of the things that we have to do is we look at the fact that people take positions. You know, I want this and you can't have that, or I hate you if you do that. And what we have people do is sit down and say, well, what other options are there? What's the goal? You know, if the goal is let's get our kids back to school safely, okay, well, we may have different ideas on how we're going to do that, but let's sit down and write down some options, and I bet we can come up with some things that we'd all agree on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, is getting out of these strong positions and really hearing each other, you know, listening. I often say to people, it is far more important to feel heard than to be right.
Absolutely. Dr. Ducharme is our guest. Now we're 4 months into the pandemic, and with the uncertainty of everything, there's also this huge sense of loss, because it started off that the kids were going to be home for 2 weeks. Then it was a month. Then it was the school year is canceled, and everything just keeps getting pushed off. We're not going to have vacations. We may not return to the office. How do we deal with this huge sense of loss?
Yeah, that's such a good question, Mike, because I think there's this word we could use, ambiguous grief. And we don't even know really what we're grieving, because you're right, there's this sense of loss. So what we have to do is think about having some options. You know, what would we do in this situation? What would we do in that situation? And learn how to be flexible and go with the flow, and then seek out support, being kind to each other. That's going to be really, really important.
I remember from my psychology courses that when things are in flux and things are all out of your control, you need to do something that gives you a sense of closure, like reorganize your sock drawer.
Exactly. You know, find the things that you have control over, which is why you hear me talking all the time about meditation, being in the moment, organizing your sock drawer. You know, make something that you really enjoy, or, you know, just sit down and do something where you have some control. It makes you feel so much better.
They do say that 86% of people have turned to comfort food. Foods like potato chips and ice cream.
Exactly. I have to agree. I've had a few extra lobster rolls and, you know, a delicious cake from the Big Y that Denny said to me the other day, why did you buy that? It is just so good.
That's true. I think we just need to be kind to one another. I think that's the key.
Absolutely, Mike. You know, I think if we go back to the golden rule of, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, that would be fabulous. And remembering that when we were working with bullying kinds of things in schools, that we used to have this slogan, is being kind is cool. Mm-hmm. And if we try and remember that as adults, I think we will come a long way and be able to start recognizing that the way we're going to get through this, and the only way we're going to get through this and be, you know, be healthy and be okay, is by being kind and getting out of these crazy positions of not being able to tolerate each other's opinion. One fun thing is to take the other person's opinion, sit down with them, take their side, and try and make a debate, but doing it from their perspective. It's an incredibly interesting learning experience, because you really do then have to think about the other position.
Is there a sign when things are all uncertain and we start feeling like we're drowning that we should reach out to a therapist or someone?
Absolutely. When you start realizing that your sleep is being disrupted, that you're feeling edgy and anxious, that maybe you're drinking more than you should or really overeating, that you're irritable and just feeling very anxious, absolutely reach out to a therapist. You know, if it's one day of that, that's fine. Everybody has bad days. But if it's going on for about 2 weeks or more, absolutely reach out. Most therapists are doing, you know, their work remotely, so it's safe, and definitely reach out for help. It, you know, the side effects of reaching out of therapy are really a better life.
Well, free therapy with Dr. Elaine Ducharme. If someone needs to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
DrElaineDucharme.com.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day. Bye-bye.